I'm Barbara Cole Uterhart, and I am an artistic associate with the Process Theater and the director of Anti-Mame.
And I'm Topher Payne. I'm a company member of the Process Theater Company, and I play Anti-Mame.
For those not familiar with the story, what is the basic story told in Anti-Mame?
Well, Patrick Dennis is a young boy whose parents have passed on, and the only person who he can be sent to, even though his father wouldn't wish it on a dog, is his own Auntie Mame, who he has never met.
It's a moment of pure joy for her. The adventure has begun, and she throws her arms wide and says, "Darling, I'm your Auntie Mame."
There it is. You know, as many times as I've heard Rosalind Russell or whoever say that line, never quite beautifully delivered like that. And then adventures they do have.
Abound.
She wants him to taste life firsthand, does not want him to be educated with just books and experience life at its fullest, as she has really done her whole life and continues throughout the play to do.
Welcome to the Burnside Fireside.
Good to see you, Mamie. You don't look a day older.
And then adventures they do have.
Abound. Yes. The stock market crash of 1929 happens shortly after his arrival, and Mame's lifestyle changes dramatically. And assisted by Vera, she first tries her hand at bit role in a play headed for Broadway. Then she works as a telephone operator briefly. She's introduced to Beauregard Jackson Pickett Burnside, a wealthy Georgia oil baron. After they marry, they travel the world. It's all these delightful little episodes. And along the way, she's trying to mold Patrick into a fierce individual.
At what point did someone say, let's stage Anti-Mame, but with men playing the roles of Mame and her best friend, Vera.
And we also have women playing male roles.
Yes.
Process Theater has been known in the past few years for our Designing Women Live, where the four women you know and love in the Sugar Baker design firm are played by men in our productions. And our audiences love it so much. They look forward to it. And Topher has starred in that as Julia Sugar Baker. And Dwayne Morgan, who is our Vera Charles, has starred as Suzanne Sugar Baker. So when we were deciding how can we recreate this excitement that the audience is having, we thought, what other show can we take that's going to give Topher a great character to play to see them actually put on a full-scale production? And so that was one reason why we decided to do Anti-Mame in this fresh new voice.
Baritone voice.
Yes, indeed. We wanted something that grabbed the audience's attention in the same way that Designing Women does. And it's light, it's frothy, it's fun, but it's very much grounded in a tremendous heart, where it is all of these wild, crazy, zany adventures as we're heading down to the Georgia plantation and the backstage of the Broadway show. And but at the core of it, it's just this very, very sweet, simple story of this extraordinary affection between Patrick and Mame, and the journey that they're taking together.
Dear old Beekman Place, it's so loyal. No matter how far I go, it just sits here and waits for me. You know, I rather expected Vera at the boat.
I wouldn't let her come. I wanted to be alone with you.
Oh, Patrick. My little Patrick. Every time I see you, you get taller and taller. Now, open your presents.
It's touching.
Absolutely. We know that a man in a dress is inherently funny. It has been inherently funny for as long as audiences have been coming to the theater. And in heels, I am 6'6", and I am a whole lot of Mame. But so we know that that can serve as a draw. It can serve as a talking point. But the challenge for us, and the thing that Barbara consistently pushes us toward in rehearsals, is you don't have to comment on that. You can just tell the story.
Why, Patrick, I never realized how many times you unzipped me and put me to bed.
Here now. There are some young people here.
Well, sir, I only did it when Miss Charles was passed out.
At the core of it, Auntie Mame is a celebration of the individual and the triumph of the spirit of individuality and pursuing your own path. And there's something, in my mind, really appropriate about having a man in a dress telling that story, that you live your life unapologetically.